This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 383 for Tuesday, May 7th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is higher on Tuesday morning despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. While Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil are up, European rapeseed is in the red. Crude oil is coming down amid shifting outlooks with regards to the Israel-Hamas war. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Statistics Canada reported today canola stocks as of March 31st were up 17.5% from the year before at 8.3 million tons. While exports were down 36% at 3.7 million tons, domestic use was up 10.8% at a record 8.1 million tons. The July canola contract is up $7.90 per ton at $668.80. In the United States, corn and soybeans are relatively steady while wheat is lower. StatCan reported today that Canadian corn stocks were 8.3 million tons as of March 31st, down 8.9% from the year before. Corn imports rose 62.4% at 1.8 million tons due to increased demand for animal feed. The trade estimated U.S. corn production for 2024-25 at 14.87 billion bushels ahead of Friday's World Agricultural Supply Demand estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So far, 36% of the U.S. corn crop has been planted, below the 39% estimate and five-year average. Emergence is at 12% compared to the five-year average of 9% as of May 5th. The July corn contract is unchanged at $4.69 U.S. per bushel. Canadian soybean stocks were down 0.9% from last year at 2 million tons. One quarter of the U.S. soybean crop has been planted so far, compared to the 21% five-year average, and up 7 points from the previous week. However, the trade expected planting to be 29% complete, and 1 year ago, 30% of planting was complete. The crop was 9% emerged, 5 points ahead of the average pace. The July soybean contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $12.50. Canadian wheat stocks were down 15.4% from 1 year earlier at 11.8 million tons as of March 31st. Off-farm deliveries were down 3.6% at 23.2 million, while exports dropped 4.8% at 16.8 million. The U.S. winter wheat crop improved 1 point to 50% good to excellent, with the largest improvement in Oklahoma. The crop is also 43% headed compared to the 32% average. The U.S. spring wheat crop is already 47% planted, ahead of the 31% average, as well as 12% emerged, 3 points above average. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.47. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.67. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.21. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.